This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Assistance this evening of Carl Catter. Our final guest this evening is a man who made a bit of a splash not long ago when he came out as the first known, anyway, intersex mayor. Quite a milestone. He's the mayor of Hobson's Bay, which is on the west side of the city, and a growing gay hub, especially during midsummer. Now, we normally concentrate on what's going on in the centre of town when midsummer's on, so I thought we'd have a talk with Tony about what's happening over there. So joining us now on the line is Tony Briffa. Good evening, Tony.
Good evening, Doug. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you? You coping in the heat?
Yes, I'm actually in my air-conditioned office at the moment, but I was in the city for some meetings this afternoon. It was very warm.
Yes, it was. Now, you're turning into a bit of a gay hub out there, especially during midsummer.
We sure are. We've been participating in midsummer now for the last 3 years under the banner of Go West. and actually, now that I think about it, we were extremely popular come the midsummer carnival a few weeks ago, and many groups came up to us and said, well, what about a go north and a go east? of course, we're focusing on the western suburbs. I can only do so much.
You could always stand for Robert Doyle's job, and then you can do the lot.
Oh, we'll see how we go.
Well, you know, your profile's probably better than his at the moment.
I'm quite enjoying my time here at Hobson's Bay.
Now, for those of us who don't know, what suburbs does Hobson's Bay comprise? Because the name Hobson's Bay means nothing to me, I must say.
Exactly, and it doesn't mean much to a lot of people, let's face it. People go by suburbs, not really by
By Burton.
So, yeah, the suburbs of Hobson's Bay includes Spotswood, Newport, Williamstown, Altona, Altona North, Laverton, Seaholme, Altona Meadows, Seabrook, Brooklyn. So it's quite a large area. It's 25 kilometres of coastline.
Yes, and I was going to say a lot of water.
Four creeks, a large lake, Cherry Lake, a lot of industry, a lot of houses, quite a diverse community.
Well, you've got plenty to enjoy over there. Now, just looking at the listing of things on your council website for what's happening over there at this time, we've got this thing called Stories from the City and Stories from the Sea.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that. I'm actually going to go on that on Saturday night, actually, because there's two parts to that. There's the performance, which is on a boat from HMAS Blackbird Ferry Terminal, and it goes along the Maribyrnong River, and it concludes at Newport Substation, just near the Newport Station there, and where we've got an exhibition at Newport Substation, which is excellent.
Yeah, Queer Urban Tales exhibition. That sounds,
that's right.
That sounds fascinating. Otherworldly bronze sculptural weaponry, neo-primitive homoerotic wall drawings. It sounds
nothing wrong with homoerotic.
Well, no, it sounds both primitive and cultured at the same time. If I can put it
absolutely.
Like that,
absolutely, yeah, very much so.
Nice combination there. And then you've got another one of these, which is with the American-born performance artist Martha McDonald, who's doing song tours on the river. So, quite a lot going on.
Lots going on. And last week, if we just did a mindset weapon, last week we had The Gentleman's Guide to Eating Out in Melbourne, which was a great success. The youth workshops, the wellbeing workshops with, facials and yoga and things like that. Lindsay Cameron, Lesbian Crime and Romance, was excellent at the Altona Library. The yachting day, the free sailing day, was just unbelievable. Perfect day for it, mind you, last Saturday.
Yeah.
And we literally had hundreds of people from our community coming down to Altona, enjoying the water. We put on free music and the barbecue. It was great. It was a lovely day.
Sounds fantastic.
It's been great.
I must come and pay you a lot of visits sometime. It seems I've been missing something here.
Oh, well, you sure have. Even the croquet. I have to admit, I haven't been to the croquet ever. It was great.
Have you been into the city for the tennis at all?
No, I haven't. I've just been so busy with all the mayoral stuff. But
I wondered if you might have come and joined us with your rainbow flag,
Oh, look, I should. Ms. Court is absolutely, well, she should be ashamed of herself, and Tennis Australia should, well, appropriately say that that sort of behaviour and comments are just not acceptable in any sport, and certainly not in Australia.
Well, you know, they pay lip service to diversity, they pay lip service to inclusion, you know, but when you try and nail them down to anything, well, as my good friend Rob Mitchell said, Lord, those people at Tennis Australia are even worse than the AFL, which is saying something. I think that, is this perhaps, I don't know, you know, that that why are they so frightened? Why did they censor Martina Navratilova's coverage so that, the you know, we had to scour lots of people who were at the tennis to find one photograph of her with a little tiny rainbow ribbon on one sleeve.
I know, it's completely appalling.
You know,
I
mean, she won her match and they didn't put her picture up on the website. What is wrong with these people?
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, I can tell you that on Australia Day here at Hobsons Bay, when I do the citizenship ceremony, I'll be speaking about diversity across all of Australia, and I will specifically also mention our community, the GLBTI community, as part of that diversity. I don't have to hide behind it. We are part of the wider community, and we should be accepted and, in fact, celebrated.
Yeah, someone posted on my Facebook page today, say, why don't you people shut up? You've got everything you need except married. You've got everything the same as normal people except marriage.
The same as normal people.
And I fired back and I said, sorry, guy, but, you know, we are normal people.
Yeah,
we're all normal people.
Exactly right. You know, brothers and sisters and children. That's exactly right. And you can only turn your mind to, what if those comments were made about a particular race?
Indeed.
It just would not be acceptable. Completely would not be acceptable. If that's not acceptable, it shouldn't be acceptable for them to be homophobic as well.
No. Well, thank you very much for your time tonight, Tony. And congratulations on doing a great job over there in Hobsons Bay.
Not a problem. I'd keep in touch and look forward to being on your program.
Yeah, one of these days we must get you to pop into the studio and have a longer chat.
I would love that.
Love your work, Tony.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
That was Tony Briffa there, the world's first out intersex mayor of Hobsons Bay. Well, I didn't know where that was until tonight. Isn't that marvellous?
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.